David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what we're looking at during the show. If you heard any silence on the radio, that was everybody running out of the station because of the show I'm going to do today. That's all I can tell you. Today, lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing, perhaps ducking, too. Politics, gonna be in it. Entertainment and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey. So much more. I mean, a lot more. How much more? Just like a ton more. How much is a ton? A ton. It's like a bull away. What's a bull away? A bull away is about 2 tons. Hey, we're asking you folks. If you want to call, you're welcome to, but be ready, because today is going to be a little tougher. 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. Remember, it's not professional radio. I'm going to prove that over the next 60 minutes. Because of the show, it's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. Couple things to tell you right off the bat. David Spoon Experience is looking for a few independent contractors. The position would be to sell sponsorships for the show to various businesses. It is 100% commission, but it's generous. I'm such a nice guy. If you're interested, please email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. That's davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Let's give a nod right off the bat to our sponsors, John at the Blessed Roofing Company. I just want to tell you, you know the rains that just took place, the rains that are going to take place tomorrow. Torrential rains where I lived. If you had rain like we did, roof damage is a high possibility. You want to get in touch with John, 469 Blessed, 469 BLESSED, the Blessed Roofing Company.com. Only if you want to do business with somebody who has character and is a brother in the Lord and is somebody who will tell you the truth without trying to be kind of shystery-ish, if you get what I'm saying. Also, right next to him, Pamela Melchione from the Blessed Realty Company.com. See, now you had the Blessed Roofing Company.com. Now you have the Blessed Realty Company.com. What's the deal with Pamela? She does her business as her ministry. She believes that what she's doing is unto the Lord with all her heart. She tries to not just honor God in that, but to treat the people she's working with like brothers and sisters, family in the Lord. You want to give Pamela a call and talk to her? You want to know what's going on in the real estate market? You want to see where things are trending a bit? You want to give her a holler, 817-505-5541. That's 817-505-5541, theblessedrealtycompany.com. Boy, I did all that pretty fast, and I think we did it pretty good. I mean, it's not too bad. Now, I do want to check with Wonder Julie. Are you still able to talk into the microphone?
Yes.
Okay. For those that don't know, we had a storm over the weekend, right? No, we're not talking about the Sharks losing in hockey to the St. Louis Blues. What we are talking about is there was a storm, and then it knocked a lot of things out here at the studio, and that impact means, you know, that some things work and some things don't. So if I touch a button and then scream, ah, and get like an electric shock, you'll know things aren't working properly.
Okay. Or they are.
Or wait. Excellent point. That was a good one there. Okay, I'm going to cut Wonder Julie off now. No, I'm kidding. That was good. So they've really done a good job putting it together so we can still have a show. So I have often told you that I am wearisome when it comes to politics and things like that, although today we're going to have to deal with some of it, because sometimes you get to a certain point and you just go, because you can't quite figure out how it is that people are doing what they're doing. So before we get to the part of the politics we're going to get into, I want to lay down a little bit of reality check. Now, remember, if you are a Bible-believing, born-again Christian, hopefully Spirit-filled, you have to love me, because if you don't, guess what? You're in trouble with God. So I'm just setting that up as a premise. Let's talk about Christians, and then we're going to talk about Christians being challenged with issues, as is a good idea to be at least aware of what's taking place around you. By definition, any definition, I mean by a dictionary definition, actually Webster actually used this definition, a Christian is a person who follows and practices the teachings of Jesus Christ. So when you have people who are politicians, who claim to be Christians, who claim to have some kind of connection to Jesus, but could care less what Jesus had to say and are just saying they're like Jesus because they say they're like Jesus, it doesn't mean they're like Jesus. That doesn't mean that they're connected at all. Let's talk about a really important principle and point. Jesus said this in Luke 9:26. If anyone is ashamed of me and my words, the Son of Man will be ashamed of him when he comes in his glory, and in the glory of the Father and of the holy angels. All right, so let's talk about what that is all about. Here's what that has to do with. It has to do with understanding that if you are ashamed of the words of Jesus Christ in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, if you are ashamed of what Jesus had to say, Jesus is ashamed of you. If you try to claim to be a Christian, but you don't acknowledge the words of Jesus Christ, there is simply something deeply wrong with you and with your faith. In fact, you have to ask this question. A Christian is somebody who's supposed to follow Christ. And you can't be a Christian without knowing Christ. You can't know Christ apart from the Gospels, and the Bible contains the Gospels. So people claiming to be a Christian who have no concept of what Jesus ever had to say, even more so, deny or reject what Jesus had to say, those people are not Christians. You're thinking, that's judging. That's saying that 2 + 2 = 4 is judging 2 + 2. It's like, are you kidding me? 2 + 2 = 4. 2 apples and 2 more apples = 4 apples. You're judging apples, Dave. Okay. If you are a person who claims to be a Christian, you cannot reject what Christ said. I can't help you. See, I'm having a fuse blow in my head. Because it's like you can't be a Christian without following Christ. You can't be a Christian without knowing Jesus. Matthew 7:21. Didn't we do this in your name? Didn't we do this in your name? Didn't we do this in your name? Jesus said, depart from me. I never knew you. I never knew you. So a question might come up. So you might say, oh, well, wait a minute. You got to tell me a person can be, they have to be a follower of the Bible to be a Christian? I'm not going to tell you anything that I wrote. I'm just going to read what has been written. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 3 through 4. If anyone advocates a different doctrine and does not agree with the sound words, those of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the doctrine conforming to godliness, he is conceited and understands nothing. Now you're going to say, well, what, Dave? Man wrote the Bible. Listen, if God created the universe, he can write a book. And in this passage, it's clear. If anybody supports or promotes in disagreement with Jesus Christ, that person is conceited and understands nothing. A different doctrine is a different truth, a different gospel, a different Bible. And the people who disagree the words of our Lord Jesus Christ in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John and disregard the doctrines toward godliness, which are found in Acts through Revelation, the people that do that are conceited and understand nothing and are as far away from being a Christian as I am from being from Venus. I can have Wonder Julie testify, I am probably not from this planet, but Venus is probably not my home. I guess I could be from Pluto, except they declassified Pluto. So I don't know if I can do that. Here's the bottom line to that whole thing. You're not going to be a Christian apart from Christ. You're not going to go to Christ apart from the word of Christ. Now, don't tell me, what about all those people that are living on islands far away and they never hear anything? Well, number one, since you're so concerned, why don't you pull out your checkbook and give to them? Oh, I see. So you're just trying to use a hypothetical to try and prove some kind of point. And number two, guess what? You're not that person on the island. You're hearing all the gospel all the time, so you're fully accountable. And number three, we as Christians trust that God is righteous in all he does. And he's righteous and fair at levels we could never understand. What that means is that we don't have to evaluate how God does. We entrust him that his integrity and his ability to determine and judge is perfect in all ways at all times. All of that has got nothing to do with what I want to talk about. How's that? Is that a good setup? All of that is going to a very particular point. And you're thinking, Dave, did you have a bad lunch? No, I didn't have lunch today. Well, I had a pork chop. Okay. You're Jewish. You can't have a pork chop. Hey, I'm going to just say right now, with papaya sauce and Tabasco, I can have anything. Just so you know. Bottom line, I'm telling you right now that issues are coming up that are so egregious to God that judgment is absolutely en route if there's not some form of repentance or change. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. I'm promising you. The bottom line that we're going to discuss when we come back, the bottom line, this killing of children in the womb is going to destroy our country. This ability in the minds of men and women to rationalize murder is phenomenally disgusting. I mean, we pay people not to grow food where we could probably feed the world. That has some judgment connected to it, I'm sure. But the fact that we are killing children, murdering children, is much more intense. Because we are killing the very ones that Jesus determined as their angels being before the face of God. He was kids' greatest defenders, and we're killing them and not caring. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. We're going to take a short break, then we're going to come back. Don't go anywhere.
Real estate. It's a bear out there. You don't want to list your home for too little, and you don't want to buy a home for too much. You need the just right solution. You may be wondering what your house is worth and who can give you the service you deserve. If you're looking for a partner in your home sale, a person who will treat you and your home like family, then get in touch with Pam. There's a great deal of blood, sweat, and tears that went into your home. You should work with someone who understands and appreciates that. You should work with Pam. To call and talk to her is free. To have a consultation is free. To gain a partner in this venture is precious. Don't delay. Call Pam today, 817-505-5541, or visit theblessedrealtycompany.com.
This is an agent with some real common sense and zeal. She has a great attitude while also being very nice and friendly. Pamela has a great amount of experience and education. But more than that, she's just real.
Pam Melchione, 817-505-5541, or visit theblessedrealtycompany.com.
It's incredible, and it's never been done before. And you can be the first person in your neighborhood to win.
What is it?
It's a contest.
How do I play?
It's simple, and there's three ways to win. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media. And on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section. And it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video, but you have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable, but it's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.
Wow, look at that hail!
Wow, look at my neighbor's car.
Wow, look at your roof!
Uh-oh, it's time to call John.
John? Who is John? The apostle?
No, silly, he's our brother in the Lord. John from the Blessed Roofing Company.
You know the name of your roofer?
Not just his name, but his number, too.
What?
469-BLESSED. That's 469-BLESSED, because the answer to my roofing problems is in their number and in the company name, the Blessed Roofing Company. Get it?
All right, let me get this straight. You know the name of your roofer, his phone number, and his company name off the top of your head?
And his website, theblessedroofingcompany.com. A roof over my head needs to be blessed, and his name and number and website are blessed too. In most cases, you can get a new roof with zero money out of pocket.
Well, now I know where I'm going for all my roofing needs. Whether it's a new roof, roof repairs, or free inspections, I'll call John at 469-BLESSED or go to theblessedroofingcompany.com.
With the Blessed Roofing Company, you've got it covered because reliability starts at the top.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. So you want to send us an email, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Website, davidspoonmedia.com. Facebook, David Spoon Media. YouTube, David Spoon Media. On the website, davidspoonmedia.com, there is a little more of a writing that has to do with abortion. And I want to talk about abortion because I'm just so sick of the baloney and the malarkey. I just I'm not even going to take it. So first and foremost, people are going, what's the difference between the death penalty and abortion, Dave? Come on, Dave, what's the difference? Well, brilliant one, the difference is that abortion murders innocent children, and the death penalty is about people who are guilty, who have lived and committed offenses that deserve punishment. So if you can't figure out the difference between abortion and death penalty, you should sit down and go right back to, what was that movie? It was a movie with Adam Sandler about going back to school and just go through the whole school process again. Because the bottom line is that abortion is murder of innocent children, and the death penalty has to do with a penalty for people committing actions. If you haven't figured out the differential between them, you should. And oh, by the way, in Matthew chapter 21 and chapter 22, Jesus tells stories about death penalties without saying the death penalties are wrong. What? That's called reading. We'll talk about that perhaps later in the week. But let's talk about some of the ridiculous stats that come out that people say because it makes people feel better. Religion has killed more people than... No, it hasn't. It's just an absolute bald-faced lie. Religion has not even accounted for 4 million total deaths. The world wars by themselves accounted for 115 million deaths. The Crusades ran 500,000 deaths over 800 years, and the Inquisition was under 10,000 deaths. Communism, not religion, but anti-religion, takes it to about 1,200,000 people that have died from communism advancement closely associated with socialism. However, that still is not much because abortion accounts for 1,600,000 babies since 1925. Incredible. 1,600,000 babies since 1925. Because somebody hears it on the radio or TV or reads it on the net, or for that matter, hears a liberal college professor say it, that doesn't make it true either. So the job for you is to do independent research and get all the facts, not just the ones that support positions. So I'll tell you what. I'll say nothing about that. You go verify the facts, but you have to use all sources. When you do that and you do an actual research paper, let me know. And we can have a wonderful discussion on this radio show. I would love to do that because it'll just nail down what the truth is and what the truth isn't. What is the truth? The truth is that women right now and men right now are losing their minds defending abortion. And you're thinking, well, how is that possible? Well, first of all, somebody in Hollywood who I've never heard of is calling for a, and I think you've heard about this, a sex strike. And their sex strike is simply don't have sex unless you're absolutely committed to having a child and raising a baby. That's so far left, it's right, because that's right. Don't have sex unless you're committed to having a baby and raising that child. I agree. Who would disagree with that? I think it's brilliant. The person so far left, they've become right. It's amazing. By the way, I didn't come up with that line. That was on Greg Gutfeld. I'm just telling you. Here's the bottom line. There is a mindset that says there is the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. This comes from the preamble to the Declaration of Independence, not the preamble to the Constitution, the preamble to the Declaration of Independence, which was signed on July 4th. Well, it was initiated July 4th, 1776. It actually wasn't completely signed until August 2nd. In the preamble of the Declaration of Independence, which separated this nation from England, that we were making a declaration we were going to be free, and it says that we have been given inalienable rights given by a creator. A what? A creator, large C. Oh, no, Dave, that doesn't make any reference to God. A creator, large C. Large C. Get it? And that right, those rights are to pursue life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It's actually an American right to pursue being happy. It doesn't say the provision of happiness. It says the pursuit of happiness. Just for the historical buffs, want to know a little more, 11 years later, 1787, that's when the Constitution was ratified. 2 years after that, the Bill of Rights, which are the first 10 amendments to the Constitution, and they were ratified in 1789. That's just for people that like that. All right, so here's a really tough question. Who gets to decide what happiness is? For one, the actions of one might make them very disturbed. The government is using this clause to defend a healthcare system that provides murdering babies. But what if this healthcare system makes millions of people unhappy? See? What about the millions of people who are completely unhappy with healthcare systems that pay for abortions? It's like, wait, what? What? Other radicals, secular progressives, atheists are trying to use this clause to defend abortion. So we've got about 55 million abortions in the last 40 years, which is not good. So what if we wiped out the person that could have solved – what if we wiped out a person in those 55 million abortions that could have solved several problems for our society? What if God gave a gift in humanity and humanity killed the gift before that gift had a chance to blossom? Abortion is taking a life, but there is absolute forgiveness in God for that or any other sin. There's no actual Bible exceptions for abortion. For rape, technically, the penalty in the Old Testament was an undissolvable marriage. Nobody's going to rape somebody. If they have to stay married, they can't get a divorce. It's like, I'm not raping that person. That's no way. The health of the mom, that becomes an issue of selfishness and selflessness. apparently not that many people have seen the stories that we've written in Star Trek and all these other things where the people who are alive give birth at the last minute and then they die because they want their child to live. That's called selflessness. But that's, I don't even care about that. That's all so limited. It's that abortion in our country is simply for convenience. Don't tell me, oh, it's because they can't afford it. Oh, it's because they are raped. Oh, it's because of incest. Raped, incest, and the health of the mother account for 2.8%. Or let's just say 3%. Forget it. Let's say 4%. I'll double it. Let's give it 5%. Out of 100 babies aborted, 5 have cause. 95 are for convenience. That's not right. That's wrong. That baby, I love what Ronald Reagan did because at least he did it right. He said the baby has rights according to the Constitution. Then they started just using the word fetus in order to make people feel less guilty, right? We are, by the way, the only species in the world that does not start life at conception. Do you know what the word conception means? It means to conceive. It's like, wait, that's what it means. That's what it means. If a plant has some form of conception and growth and gemination, we call it alive. If animals do it, they're alive. Every single species is alive at conception, except man. What? What? We're the only species that doesn't start at conception. Why? Convenience, money, and eugenics. If you've never seen the movie Expelled with Ben Stein, go get it. Margaret Sanger, she was not. Thank God for Margaret? No way. Obama goes, thank God for Margaret Sanger. Yeah, she's the most demonic woman that's lived in the last 100 years. She's a race cleaner, closely associated with, who else? Adolf Hitler, who tried to clean the races. This stuff drives me crazy because you just people just complete denial. And if you want to really know how the land feels about abortion, when a woman who's pregnant is murdered, you know what they do? They charge a double homicide. But when it comes to a woman's rights to get an abortion because she doesn't feel like doing that right now, maybe she should have felt like not doing something else. I think we'll discuss that when we get back because I'm not stepping off of this subject. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. Right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Taking a short break. We'll be back.
It's time to bless it.
What?
We need to bless the roof.
You used the Blessed Roofing Company, didn't you? Oh, tell me you worked with John at the Blessed Roofing Company. Two things. One, it's in the name, the Blessed Roofing Company. Two, it's in the number, 469-BLESSED. That's 469-253-7732.
But anyone can put up a roof, can't they?
Can they? Oy vey. You want to walk underneath the roof that hasn't been blessed?
You first.
You need to talk with John at the Blessed Roofing Company. Whether it's roof repairs, a new roof, or inspections, call him at 469-BLESSED. Or go to theblessedroofingcompany.com. With the Blessed Roofing Company, you got it covered. Get it? Good.
Because reliability starts at the top.
But Jameer, are you there with us?
Yeah.
Okay, do you think you have an answer on how many days between the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the ascension?
Is it 40 days?
That is correct, sir. You are a winner. Very nice. Did you have to look it up, Jameer, or did you know?
The funny thing is, I was reading this book, The Purpose-Driven Life by Rick Warren, and then It was just talking about how God, like, transforms a lot of people's lives in 40 days, you know, and that happened to be one of the things that he was speaking about. So that was funny. I had just read that today, too.
Wow, great timing.
It taught me something. It taught me something, too. So it's funny how you just spoke about it on the radio show, so I just had to call in, man. I always listen, so.
So the trivia question actually had a meaning for you.
It did. And now that just pushes me to, like, be more into also my Bible, because if I was, like, I should have known that, you know what I'm saying? So, but, you know, that taught me something. I thank you for at least having that question, because there's a lot of people who didn't know that, you know? So you're still teaching a lot of people. So thank you.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
The Christian faith is being attacked. 50 years ago, people would disagree with Christianity, but with a sense of respect. Those days are over. The rage, the flesh, the enemy, and the atmosphere of sin is growing and growing. Jesus said in Matthew 24, "The love of many will grow cold." And if it's not the end now, it's certainly a lot closer than it was yesterday. You may be from a Baptist background. David Spoon has that. You may have a Pentecostal background. He has that too. You may have a non-denominational background. Yep, he's got that as well. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Website davidspoonmedia.com. Facebook David Spoon Media. YouTube David Spoon Media. I'm drinking some of my Calm Me Down tea. Dave, you're losing it. Not just because one of my eyeballs popped out of my head. Doesn't mean I'm losing it, but I really want to get this nailed down correctly, because it bothers me a lot, not a little, a lot, that the idea that a child in the womb is nothing but some kind of attached disease when it has a heartbeat, that women have gotten to the point, not all women, but women have gotten to the point where it is nothing but a burden, and men have gotten to the point where they bear no responsibility. And between the men and the women who do this, they are all disgusting human beings, period. You cannot even compare the level of disgust these people have attained when you are murdering a child in the womb. At 8 weeks, I mean, somebody can correct, but I know it's got even more than this. I mean, at 8 weeks, it's got the heartbeat. It's got the full DNA. It's got fingers. It's got toes. It's got everything that it's a child would be. That's just at 8 weeks, even though we should not be doing any of this. I'm just saying. And they want to be able to have abortion available at 9 months. Are you kidding? I'm going to say this, and I rarely say this. This is one area where the majority of the Republicans do better than the Democrats. It is disgusting, and any Democrat that supports abortion in the 9th month should be literally removed from office and put on a boat and sent somewhere, anywhere but America. Because the judgment that's impending against our nation is phenomenal. And it's going to be a serious problem. We are murdering children. 6 months, 7 months, 8 months. Oh, it's just a burden for me. Let's deal with some of that burden for you. Well, it's my body and it's my right. And I want to be really careful here. I think men who participate in this are dogs. I think they're pigs. And I think they deserve to be called such. You're like, you can't call people names. Jesus called the Pharisees and the teachers of the law 14 times in Matthew 23. He called them names, plus implied 6 times other names. There's 20 verses where he implies or says 20 times he calls them names. He calls them, you know, white tombs. He calls them sepulchers. He calls them brood of vipers. He calls them snakes. He calls them hypocrites. All in one 20-verse span. Let me tell you something. A guy that impregnates a woman and then bails and doesn't commit is a pig. A guy that does that and impregnates a woman is a dog. A woman who's willing to be taken advantage of sexually like that and then is just willing to get rid of the child is a pig. And a woman who does that and just aborts a child is a dog. You know, Jesus said it very clearly. Cast not your pearls before swine. Here you go. What's a swine? There you go. That's not very compassionate. You know, Jesus is the one who said that. Jesus didn't go like this. Cast not your pearls before swine. That's not how that went. When Jesus was frustrated with the generation, he didn't go, oh, silly generation. You guys are so silly. I'm so frustrated with you. That's not how that went. Jesus was like, you guys are driving me nuts. That's how that went. And then we have people, and people are saying this, it's my body, it's my right. Have you heard that expression yet? It's my body, it's my right. You can't tell me what to do. I'm in charge of my body. Tell it to cancer when it attacks you, that you're in charge of it. I find that amazing. Let me make sure you understand what Scripture has to say about it's my body, it's my right. Romans 6, 12 through 13. Therefore, do not let sin control your mortal body so you obey its desires. Do not present the parts of your body to sin as instruments of wickedness, but present yourself to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and present the parts of your body to him as instruments of righteousness. Oh, wait, we're not done. 1 Corinthians 6, 18 through 19. Run from sexual sin. No other sin clearly affects the body as this one does. Sexual immorality is a sin against your own body. Don't you realize that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who lives in you and was given to you by God? You do not belong to yourself. God bought you with a high price, so you must honor God with your body. Oh, it's your body, your right? Well, that's in complete defiance with God, just like Adam and Eve did. Your body is the property of God first. You are a child of the Most High God. You are God's creation first and foremost, and you're killing his creation in your womb when you get an abortion. And you're thinking, well, you're not talking about that law, are you, in what is it, Alabama? I'm not, actually. And I'm not talking about the exception. I'm talking about women that get an abortion for convenience. I'm not talking about anything else. I'm talking about men that encourage women to get an abortion for convenience. It's all disgusting. 1 John 3:15, everyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that eternal life does not reside in a murderer. You're thinking, but Dave, are there passages that say that that the child in the womb is alive and God's involved? Great question. Isaiah 44:2, this is what the Lord says. He who made you, who formed you in the womb, and who will help you, do not be afraid. Isaiah 44:24, this is what the Lord says, your Redeemer, who formed you in the womb. Jeremiah 1:4-5, the word of the Lord came to me saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. Jeremiah 20:15-17, cursed be the man who brought my father the news, who made him very glad, saying, a child is born to you. May that man be like the towns the Lord overthrew without pity, for he did not kill me in the womb. Anytime a baby exited the womb via force, it was a killing. Period. I'm not talking about miscarriages. I'm not talking about rape. I'm not talking about incest. I'm not talking about health of the mother. I'm talking about, well, I really wanted to go to the Bahamas. That's what I'm talking about. You can make up all the garbage you want to. You're killing them. You're killing kids. Notice I haven't even used Psalm 139 yet. I know you guys know that. I haven't even used it. I don't even have to get there yet. People say, oh, it's my body, it's my right. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And oh, by the way, if your friends are like the people that disagree, well, I disagree, it's my body, it's my right. If you never tell them the truth, how will they ever get a chance to be saved and know the difference and know the truth if you never tell them? You need to tell them, dude, you're killing a baby.
It's my right, it's my body. It's my right, my body to be a murderer.
I got two really good and disgusting pieces of advice. I'm going to get in trouble for both of these. Oh, well. Does it matter at this point? I don't think so. Number one, to the men, zip up your pants. What are you? Are you a dog? And number two, to the ladies, cross your legs. You're not an animal. You're not a rabbit. If you don't have enough self-control to restrain and to have modification, you're so bent on pleasure. Go drink. Stop having sex. Give me a break. Stop murdering people. It's awful. What if somebody was murdered, boarded, who was there for an answer? And God's like, well, I provided you an answer. You think, well, that would never happen. Did you not read 50 times in the scripture where the people kill the prophets and the spokespeople for God? That they kill them. They kill the answer. People do it all the time. The answer from God comes, we kill him. Wow. Why am I so passionate about this? Because this is not the same thing. This issue is not the same as all the other issues combined. To me. Understand, not to me. Right? It's extreme passion to me. I mean, this is something I could write, I could teach on all day long. Because I have people in my own family who not only have had abortions, approve of other people having abortions, reject the gospel of Jesus Christ, and everything from scripture says that individual family member is going to hell. Guess what? Too bad. That's their choice to reject. You think, well, that's not very kind. You should pray for them. Every single day, not one failed day, I have prayed for that person for 40 years. But if that person rejects Jesus Christ and keeps murdering babies, well, then they're going where they ought to go. I can't change that. I can pray that God changes it, but I can't change it. So here's the bottom line. Because you know we're at the wind up. The bottom line is simply this. That child in the womb is a gift from God. And to murder that child is to reject the gift of God, the giver of life. Now, I've said this before, and I'll say it again. If you're a person that's gone through that, I am not passionately pleading for you to feel guilty. I do not want you to feel guilty. There is absolute redemption and forgiveness of Jesus Christ. But if you're defiant and you're sticking your fist up in the face of God, you deserve what you're going to get if you don't repent. I don't have to feel sorry about that. And it's disgusting what the Democrats have promoted here, killing a child up until that point. Oh, 9-month-old. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a short break, then we're coming back for more. Don't go anywhere.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Or maybe driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. All you need to do is call KAAM at 972-445-1700 and ask for David Spoon. Or send him an email at davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. And bam! You've got your own Commercial Whammy.
The deterioration of the ecosystem or creation itself is definitely the result of man. You say, well, how can you say that? Well, Romans chapter 8, verse 19 through 21. I just read the scriptures. I don't need anything else. The Bible says this: the creation waits in eager expectation for the sons of God to be revealed. For the creation was subjected to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself would be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the glorious freedom of the children of God. Creation itself is longing for the redemption that comes through Jesus Christ. And until that takes place, it is on a collision course down. The result of the ecosystem or creation itself crashing is a result of man's sin in the garden. So when they say, oh, well, it's not man-made, oh, yes, it is. Of course it's man-made. It's because we messed up in the garden. But I wasn't with Adam and Eve. You were in the person of Adam and Eve. And if you want me to use it, you were in the life-giving force of Adam and Eve. And if you want me to really say it, you were in the loins of Adam and Eve. You were there, too. They stuck their fist up to God and said, nope. And God went, okie dokie, here's the result.
The David Spoon Experience.
Real estate, it's a bear out there. You don't want to list your home for too little, and you don't want to buy a home for too much. You need the just right solution. You may be wondering what your house is worth and who can give you the service you deserve. If you're looking for a partner in your home sale, a person who will treat you and your home like family, then get in touch with Pam. There's a great deal of blood, sweat, and tears that went into your home. You should work with someone who understands and appreciates that. You should work with Pam. To call and talk to her is free. To have a consultation is free. To gain a partner in this venture is precious. Don't delay. Call Pam today. 817-505-5541. Or visit theblessedrealtycompany.com.
This is an agent with some real common sense and zeal. She has a great attitude while also being very nice and friendly. Pamela has a great amount of experience and education, but more than that, she's just real.
Pam Melchione, 817-505-5541. Or visit theblessedrealtycompany.com.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. If you want to, you can send an email, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. For those that are in full disagreement, send an email. State your case. Website, davidspoonmedia.com. Facebook, David Spoon Media. YouTube, David Spoon Media. I will be putting together a video and putting it up on Facebook. I mean, it might take me a day or two, but I'm going to get it done. Here's the deal. The deal is really simple. Margaret Sanger, years and years ago, the demonically inspired Margaret Sanger, closely connected to Adolf Hitler's philosophy. You're thinking, well, how can you say that? It's funny. In college, I wrote a paper on Adolf Hitler and the Volk spirit. If you know anything about Germany, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. The idea was that their superiority gave them the position to be able to eliminate other races. And that's where Margaret Sanger came in. Oh, Planned Parenthood. Isn't it wonderful? No, they're murdering babies. They're trying to create the Aryan race. And then what happens is, if you're not trying to race cleanse, which is what Adolf really was trying to do, then you've got a business going on and you just want to keep it making money. And the way to do it is, oh, it doesn't matter, because you know what we're going to do? We're going to call the baby a fetus. Doesn't that make you feel better about it? Oh, I didn't kill a baby. I killed a fetus. You killed a baby. You're a murderer. It's disgusting. And it's pathetic. And any person that supports abortion is not a true follower of Jesus Christ. No way. There's no way they support death of a baby. It's just not right. Juan Williams on the Fox 5, I think it's the 5, is like, well, no, a woman should have a right to choose. She should do whatever she wants with her own body. See, this is the whole point. This is the selfishness of society to the point where she should do whatever she wants with her own body, including kill another human being. It's amazing How does that work? And I do think that men get off scot-free and have almost no ramifications, and I think something should be done. I totally agree that there should be complete responsibility on both the man and the woman's part to raise a child when they have sex. Otherwise, let's do this. Let's not have them have sex. Dave, you can't have a society where 14, 15, and 16-year-olds don't have sex. Yes, you can. They did it for thousands of years. It's like, what, America's the only people that can't figure out how to do this? See, this is why discipline of children is important, okay? This is where it all has this breakdown. Well, I'm just going to show them the right example. Uh-huh. That works really good. So when a person becomes a mass murderer, I guess it's from the example of their parents. All right. So anyhow, sometimes you just got to teach the truth and let the truth work its way into the life of a person. Now, I'm trying to be nice, just in case you think I'm being a meanie. I'm just telling you right now, or you're just a religious bigot. Well, that shows you what you know. I'm not religious at all. I have a relationship with God the Father through the redeeming work of Jesus Christ and help from the Holy Spirit. But outside of that, I can't stand religion. I'm just telling you. I don't like religion. Now, there's some really good things in it, but when it's a man-made thing, it's just horrible. And when it's all that, I don't like that stuff. But what I like is that I am a confident person in God's ability to create the universe and to write a book. So beings that I believe the book is accurate, I take things like this seriously. Psalm 139. Thank you. Verse 13. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. You're just a fetus. I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place. Ooh. When I was woven together in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, God. How vast is the sum. This is the Lord knitting together in the womb. So what are you trying to say, Dave, that we're stopping the process that God wanted to accomplish when we do abortion? Yeah. Do you think that God wanted Adam and Eve to sin? He was ready, but didn't want it. He didn't want them to rebel. God doesn't want you to murder a child in the womb. That's not even the half of it. The real issue here is that we're going to drop this nation into a hole from which we cannot recover. You won't have to worry about legacies and grandchildren and great-grandchildren and all the like, because if we keep this up, at some point God's going to drop his hammer, and that's going to be enough. We got to stop the madness. This is murder. And I understand that college kids go, and what do? They go and they see somebody who's got a little thing and showing pictures, and they go, ah, it's so bad, ah, and they rip away signs and so on and so forth. Do you think that's a problem? You got a problem where you have people who run the legislative branch of our government, and they're like, abortion anytime, anywhere, it's okay. 9 months, doesn't matter. You have a headache the day before the baby's supposed to be killed? Oh, let's just kill that little fetus because it's not really alive until it comes out. And then what's worse is you had a president years ago who's like, it's above my pay grade to decide what abortion, when it's living and when it's not. And then, miraculously, in office, he decided it was no longer above his pay grade. It's in his pay grade, and he thinks, oh, death to all babies if that's what the mom wants. It's like, what happened? I'll tell you what happened. The judgment is increasing because the iniquity is increasing, and it's going to come smashing down upon us. And it's just so absurd. And then you got these liberal people who are professors who haven't even had a kid telling people about parenting. Oh my gosh, it's a mind blower. It's a mind blower. Then you got people citing bits and pieces of the Bible. I you know how much I love that. and just to make their cause. And then they skip out of the Bible and go into their own little universe of declared truth. Nothing more disgusting than that.
I'm going to use Jesus for my political advantage.
This is a deep issue. If you have friends who are against you, you need to seriously not, I don't think you should end friendship. I think you should just seriously pray about how to tell them the truth. The truth is we're killing kids in the womb. The truth is we're making it so that there's no responsibility for two people getting together. And it's like, whatever, you know. I mean, if it feels good, do it. Do you say that to a mass murderer? If it feels good, do it. Doesn't he fall under that? It's like so absurd. Well, you know, Dave, you can't legislate morality, right? You ever heard that line? That's a great line, right? All legislation activities that have to do with criminal behavior are morality. Every one of them. Do not murder. That's a morality issue. Do not steal. Morality. Do by a false witness. Morality. Every single one of them. In the law, there's civil law, ceremonial law, and then there is law that has to do with the way that people understand righteousness and morality, a moral law. And it's just like, you got to be kidding, man. We got to stop killing kids. We got to stop killing babies. You think, well, you know, what will we do? I don't know. Maybe if we get enough kids and give enough kids the chance, we'll come up with ways to advance beyond the planet. I don't know. Personally, I think Jesus comes back before all that mess. But if somebody were in that situation, maybe somebody has a solution. Maybe we should give humanity the chance. I don't know. But killing them is not the answer. And trying to create the superior race is not the answer. And giving an equation or a value to a child in the womb for a $200-and-some-odd procedure that should be free to legal and illegal people, anybody in the legislature that thinks that way should be removed from their position. Not by force. They should just be removed. They should be pulled. They should be voted out. These are not leaders, people. These are disgusting, disgusting human beings. And you think, Dave, that's way over the top. I challenge you right now to read Matthew 23 and tell me where Jesus came down. I challenge you. You show me less than 14 times where he called the Pharisees, literally despicable people. Hypocrites, snakes, brood of vipers. That was Jesus.
Well, that was not name calling.
Okay, I give up. You're right, it's not name calling. It's name identifying. And I identify all those people as disgusting. There you go. We need to pray for our nation, man. We need to pray that we get a better handle on it. Parents need to do a better job of training their children, not letting their children get away with whatever they think get away with anything. No. You got to teach your children, that next generation that follows, you got to let them know you have responsibility and you have to take it. And just giving people a pass and letting them just murder kids in the womb because that's a woman's right. No, it's not a woman's right. It's not in the Constitution. It's not in the Bible. And it's horrible. And if you've done it and you're sorry for it, there's forgiveness and grace and mercy. And God will love on you so much you won't have to worry about. It'll be from your past. It'll have nothing to do with your present. But if you're a person and you're thinking, the answer to my solution is to eliminate the problem in my womb by killing it, I am telling you right now, you will suffer the consequences emotionally, mentally, and psychologically for your whole life. And if you don't, that just means you've so seared your conscience that it has no response to truth. You understand? We need to do better. America needs to do better. And our leaders need to do better than we've done. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a 23-hour break. Come back. More insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you tomorrow.